What about transplant for a relapse?
So again, stem cell transplant is a very effective option for these patients. High-dose melphalan still continues to play a major role for early treatment, no question about it. Now, the question that we are increasingly facing is, can we actually use it again? And given that the new therapies are so much more tolerable, patients actually are in a much better shape when they relapse the first and the second time, that we can actually think about using stem cell transplant again. And this is particularly relevant because many of these patients collect stem cells and don't go to an early stem cell transplant. So at the time of first relapse, they may have never seen a transplant. And those patients, there's no question, they should certainly be considered for stem cell transplant. Now, among those patients who have previously been transplanted, if they actually have, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 years without disease relapse, then I think stem cell transplant should again be brought up as a viable strategy.